You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's Morning Buzz with Mankaran and Natasha, and today we're talking about Such, South Asian Community Hub, which is a nonprofit that has been able to provide free, accessible, and culturally appropriate resources to the community. And what's exciting is the nonprofit is set to hold its first annual Such a Worthy Cause fundraising gala on April 26th at Crown Palace Banquet Hall in Surrey. And we are super excited because in studio we have with us Dr. Daljeet Gill Padesha, Executive Director of Such. Dr. Daljeet, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
I am super excited to have you guys on the show because, as I was telling you, in the past, I've spoken to a lot of members working with Such, and you guys do incredible work because, as you were telling me, everything that Such does is free. So can you tell folks who aren't familiar with Such what exactly it is all about?
Absolutely. So Such, which is the South Asian Community Hub Society, we provide free outreach and counseling services to South Asians who are facing challenges with mental health, addictions, and in some cases, they're homeless. And the way that our organization started in 2020 was we have founding members who worked inside ministry offices, providing income assistance support and other types of government services. And what they saw is some of the clients who really needed the services were sleeping in the parking lot of a government building. And so from there, a group of like-minded individuals got together to see how we could bring services out to individuals who need the services the most. We partnered with and continue to work with Moving Forward Family Services. They provide the counseling side of services. We provide outreach staff in partnership with the Ministry of Social Development and Poverty Reduction.
It's incredible work what you guys do. And, one thing I've noticed, especially kind of since like post the pandemic, is there have been a lot of conversations about the importance of having culturally relevant services. And that's not something I ever really thought about till we started talking more about mental health. So why is it important to have, organizations like Such out there for the community?
That's a great question. It is something that you don't think about until you are in need of services. And it doesn't mean only social services or government services or healthcare services, education, etc. We talk a lot now about services that need to work for our populations. So as such, we provide services in Punjabi and Hindi and English, of course. And we take the service to clients and we work with them to build trust and a relationship. And sometimes it's not the individual themselves or himself who is willing to get support right away. It's the family members that need support. So we provide a wraparound way to support the family. And we understand the cultural stigma and shame attached in our community in accessing health when it comes to mental health. We don't talk openly about even our own personal struggles with mental health. We've all been affected with mental health through COVID or through other ways, through grief and loss, a trauma, migration. There's a lot of ways in which we are affected and we don't talk about that. And for the South Asian males, the research really shows they represent higher in terms of numbers of needing help and lower in terms of actually accessing help. So the gap is huge. So our goal is we started with supporting South Asian males first and foremost to get services out to them.
It's amazing. And I want to kind of touch on that more. As a community, do you feel that we are having more conversations about our mental health? Because I was telling you earlier, I feel like when I talk about COVID-19 and the impact on mental health, I have a lot of people kind of tell me it wasn't that big a deal. Like, I don't want to talk about this. But I'm like, no, I think it really did affect us. So do you find we're having those conversations?
I would say in general, the conversations are more improved than they were years ago. It started with education in the school system. Our kids are talking about mental health and stress and anxiety. And in our South Asian community, I would say the uptake of talking about mental health is rising, but very slowly. And it's in pockets. And usually if you've been, if you experience mental health issues yourself, that is where you will understand what it really means. But we don't generally want to talk about these issues. They're hard. There's a lot of stigma attached to admitting that you need help, as if it's a negative connotation on you. when the reality is that if you seek help, it's you know, it's a brave and courageous person who can say, I need help. And there is services available out there. And we at Such want to bridge that gap a bit between the individual needing help and the services available. And what we see is in our system, there's lots of gaps. And the service and the individuals are far apart. And our goal really is to just bring things slightly closer together.
And let's talk about that, because this is conversations I've definitely had with folks who are part of Such in the past. Like, what are those barriers that are getting in the way?
Well, first of all, it's community shame, because we don't understand what mental health is. So if you take clinical diagnosis and talk about mental health, there isn't even direct translation in Punjabi. You can say something like, you know, mansik rog, right? But what we have to do is talk about the behaviors and symptoms. And those can be mental health related. It could be behavioral. It could be personality. So there's a lot of ways in which we explain away what this could be. And then second, in terms of the impact on our inner families, I keep hearing over and over again that we don't want to openly talk about what's happening in our homes for fear of backlash from the community. Oh, that family has an issue. Their child or daughter or son or husband has issues with drinking, even though we may know about it, we may see the behaviors, the concerns still continue to be, what will people say? How will I get my children married in this community? What will happen then? So the consequences are collective, unfortunately. And that keeps us and our issues closed behind closed doors and doesn't give us the pathway to seek help.
That's a really good point. And I have noticed too, you know, personally, like when I talk to the younger generation, I'm talking like about my little cousins and stuff. They will talk to me about their feelings and their emotions. But if I try to talk about this, especially with your older relatives, they're like, what are you talking about? Everything's just fine. You've got it all figured out. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Do you notice kind of that divide there?
Absolutely. And on top, for males, there's also that ego and stigma, right? Around, well, you know, if you express not doing well mentally or struggling with an addiction, there's that male bravado in our community that we try to, you know, meet the standards. So there really isn't space. If there's a male who says, you know, I no longer am drinking because I struggle with drinking, the community eggs them on to say, what's wrong with you? Why don't you just have a drink? You're fine. You can handle it. You know, it's part of being one of the guys. So there's all those other informal ways in which we keep the problem hidden.
Exactly. Okay, we got so much more with Dr. Daljeet Gilbadesha. She's the executive director of Such BC, and they're actually going to be having a fundraising gala on April 26th called Such a Worthy Cause. And we're going to give you all the details about that. Stay with us here on Spice Radio, 1200 AM. This is The Morning Buzz. This is The Morning Buzz on Spice Radio, 1200 AM. You're with Mankin and Natasha. It is 9:48, and today we're talking about Such, South Asian Community Hub, which is a nonprofit that has been able to provide free, accessible, and culturally appropriate resources to the community. And what's really exciting is Such is set to hold its first annual Such a Worthy Cause fundraising gala on April 26th at the Crown Palace Banquet Hall in Surrey. And we have with us in studio Dr. Daljeet Gilbadesha, Executive Director of Such. And so far we've had some really fascinating conversation about just the conversation around mental health, who's impacted, but I want to talk about this gala because this is very exciting. This is your first time doing this. So how are we feeling here?
Can you see the smile on my face? Can our audience see that? We are so excited to host our first gala. We are a very small nonprofit. We just started a couple years ago, and last year was our first funding from the Ministry of Mental Health and Addictions. And we decided to pursue having a gala this year, to raise awareness. It creates space to start talking about mental health and addictions in our South Asian community. We've got some exciting impact speakers lined up to really talk about their story and their experiences so that we can normalize that, you know, there are individuals in our community who are struggling and that there are places for help. Second, of course, it's a fundraising gala. We want to raise funds for our vision. So currently, we have mobile outreach workers who go to individuals. We would love to have a physical site where individuals can come to us that is co-located with other services so that the client only needs to tell their story once and we wrap around them. And we can serve the whole unit, whether it's mom and dad and children and grandparents. typically the way it works in social services is, you know, dad will go to one program, mom will go to another, kids another, and grandparents may or may not even get assistance. So our goal is to really wrap around individuals and families who need help so that they get what they need in the most timely way and the most effective way. So we're hoping to have a physical site in Surrey one day. That is our big goal. And this gala is the first step towards that.
It's really exciting. And I've loved to see just how such has grown so much. And of course, we want this gala to go so well for you guys. So if people right now listening and they're thinking, okay, like, how can I support? What are there ways that they can support this cause?
Thank you. There's so many ways. First of all, come to our gala. Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite. You can also get event information from our website, www.suchbc.ca/events. If you Google such a worthy cause, you'll find event information. You can purchase an individual ticket for $125. A majority of that is eligible for a charitable tax receipt. A table of eight is $1,000. We've had many businesses sponsor tables, whether they're attending or not. It creates space for others to attend, especially those from our nonprofit sector. You can come to the gala and you can bid on our silent auction items. We've got some great items lined up. You can listen to our speakers. You can pass on the message that it's okay to talk about mental health. You can ask others, how are you really doing? If you see someone struggling, give them information on resources. There's so many ways to help. You can donate directly to us as well. If you cannot attend our gala, we know that it's gala season right now, and it's Vaisakhi din lak badhaiyan sare anu. And everyone is busy. And sometimes it's hard to make it to all the events. I know when my kids were younger, I hardly made it to events because I had to choose. And, you know, choosing kids in sports was always number one. So we are open to support in any way possible from our community. And our goal really is that this is a collective effort and that we are here to serve our community with volunteers. Many of us are volunteering to make the event happen and for the services that we provide so that our community can continue to prosper.
And would you encourage, let's say, even if families can like come to this gala, would you encourage people to come with kids, you know, parents, grandparents, so they can listen to these conversations?
It is a family-friendly event. And I'd like to also mention that it is a non-alcoholic event. We are going to be serving up some specially crafted mocktails.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like this.
It's going to be really exciting. We want to show that you can come out and have a great time with mocktails. And we have some surprise entertainment lined up as well. So I cannot tell you, but you're welcome.
Not even
to
like a hint.
Not even
like
a hint.
A slight hint.
I'm going to say that you're going to experience a range of emotions at our gala. You know, we'll hear some really impactful stories. And we will also have some amazing entertainment. I will hint, we have some dancers lined up from one of the indigenous groups as well out here. So if you have not had the privilege of perhaps witnessing live a powwow dance,
that is something
you're going to want to come and see.
She's
in addition
right.
to other entertainment.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome. And I know what you're talking about. And if you haven't witnessed this form of dance, it is incredible. Now, of course, I feel like Veljeet, we haven't talked about you itself, but for you, like, why are you so passionate about this work?
Well, I have been working in the nonprofit, social services, local government sector for nearly 30 years. And for me, I'm driven by purpose. And my purpose is, what can I do to make life better for those that I serve? Whether it's, you know, leading programs for young children or adolescents or adults or seniors. I have been, you know, in management roles for so long and supporting new ideas, improving policies so that individuals can get what they need, whether that's from a recreation perspective, it's a counseling perspective, or in terms of peer support, spaces for just social recreation. We know, I know, and I fully believe that the more I can do to help individuals and families and communities, that is my legacy in our community, right? Is to create those spaces where people are healthy, happy, and resilient.
That is beautiful, and I think that's a great note to end off. So one more time, before we let you go, how can people grab their tickets?
www.suchbc.ca/events, or go straight to Eventbrite and Google such a worthy cause. It will be such a fun night.
I like play on words. That was fun. Dr. Daljeet Gilbadesha, thank you so much for joining us in studio. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've thoroughly enjoyed my morning.
Awesome. Thank you.